This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The French government has canceled several Air France flights between Paris and Los Angeles after getting intelligence warnings from the United States of possible terrorist attacks similar to those of September 11, 2001. Altogether, six departing and returning flights yesterday and today were affected, stranding hundreds of holiday travelers. Cancellations added to tensions raised earlier in the week when the terror alert level in the United States went to orange, the second highest. NPR's Nick Spicer's in Paris. How disruptive and unsettling are these cancellations?
Well, they are very much so for people who were hoping to fly to L.A. yesterday and today, and for those hoping to come here to Paris from Los Angeles. Most of the flights concerned were on 747s. They were direct flights lasting over 10 hours. Air France says it's putting up the passengers overnight in hotels, so we can imagine that hundreds spent Christmas Eve near the Charles de Gaulle Airport. The company says it's looking for alternative routes and alternative carriers. That shouldn't be too hard because Air France appears to be the only airline flying to the United States that's concerned. So there are dozens of other holiday flights taking place as usual at the two other Paris airports today.
Well, what's the nature of this threat?
Well, I spoke this morning with an official at the French Prime Minister's office, and the information on this comes from American and not French sources, apparently from the American Embassy in Paris. Prime Minister Jean-Pierre Raffarin yesterday called a meeting with the key ministers after receiving the information, which U.S. officials describe as credible and reliable, and the ministers quickly decided to cancel all the flights. French news reports today say the U.S. intelligence concerned only 2 to 3 people, possibly of Tunisian origin. However, we also hear that no one fitting that description turned up for the flights before the cancellations were widely known. And we also hear that anti-terror investigators who undertook inquiries into the passengers' lists turned up nothing interesting and that no one has been arrested or detained. However, on the U.S. side, the Homeland Security officials, as you were saying, talked about a threat comparable to September 11th.
Well, aren't French security measures adequate?
Well, it appears that at least some of the planes would have been refused landing rights in Los Angeles anyway, so perhaps there was no choice on the French side. But security in France certainly is tough. The French have a long experience in fighting terror. We also know that those flights to L.A. would have included a special air warden, the super cops from the National Anti-Terror SWAT team. That said, transatlantic Christmas flights have in the past been a real draw for terrorists. There was, of course, the Lockerbie disaster in 1989, but more recently out of Paris, the shoe bomber incident in which Richard Reed, who was a British citizen, tried to set off explosives in his basketball shoes on a flight to Miami before he was overpowered by fellow passengers. One French official I spoke to said American fears may be a little over the top, but that was understandable given September 11th, and they weren't going to say no, and they just weren't going to take any risks.
When you go through security at an airport in Paris, do they do the whole deal with the shoes and the laptops and everything that they do here?
They don't always do your shoes. They do your laptops, sometimes asking you to turn them on. It's not always as thoroughgoing as you would find in North America.
Is there any link between these cancellations and the transatlantic tensions over the Iraq War?
I think you might look at it in that context. This is perhaps seen by the French as an opportunity to show that they are good allies and that they are trying to help the United States in the war against terror. French ministers love to point out that French special forces, for instance, are the favorite partners of U.S. commanders in Afghanistan, that the French helped Washington penetrate the murky world of Islamist groups after 9/11 because there were a lot of Islamist attacks in France in the 80s and 90s. So if anything, this is seen as a chance perhaps to make amends with the Bush administration that is bent on punishing and isolating Paris.
NPR's Nick Spicer in Paris.